Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me. What's going on? Hold on. I had a tweet. I saw it. I woke up earlier. I woke up for like... And like... what's that? Oh, okay. Nicholas from the L.A. Lakers fan from yesterday. Yeah, he's a daily listener and got a kick out of me mentioning, mentioning my tweet. Oh, I thought I favorited this tweet. Okay, hold on. Favorite. And then I guess we're both huge celebs now. Love the pod, brother. Yeah, we're both celebs now. Nicholas, you are. You're famous on this podcast. And that's cool, man. Listening. I should, fuck. What's up? It's 10:53. Shit. I did the thing where I woke up at 6, but I wasn't like awake, and, like, you know, enough, but I then fell back asleep. Like, I didn't wake up, like, I don't know. I had to go get cat food. And, man, this is, I got nothing right now. I'm going to be honest with you guys. So let me, think, what did I do? Yesterday, I recorded an episode this weekend, Jackin'. If you haven't listened to that, if you just were looking for a basketball podcast and found this Week in Jackin's, my other podcast, where me and my friend, comedian Micah Fox, we talk to people about what they masturbate to. It's a fun show. And yesterday we recorded an episode, and that was really good. And I went to this show last. Jacqueline was on this show. My girlfriend Jacqueline, who's very talented and more successful comedian than I, Jacqueline Novak. She's got a book, How to Weep in Public. You should read it. It's very good. Anyway, she was on this show last night, Whiplash, that at UCB Theater. It's a great show. It's just a fun show. So I go to hang out. My friend Nick Turner's hosting, and other friends are on it. Seton Smith, Jeff Firestone. It's just a fun show. But then Jacqueline's on, and she wanted me to just record her set. And this is like the show starts at 11. So, and it's mostly. It's usually a pretty young audience, but usually they're not like drunk. And last night there was like a few people that was just fucking drunk as shit. And there was this one dude, I don't know, he was just like a few people away from me while I was recording Jacqueline's set, that was like just a real dick. And he was talking the whole time. I wanted to murder him. Murder. I kept looking over and I was ready to, but I knew if I like yelled at him, then I would be more disruptive. He was talking the whole time, and for some reason he was angry. He was drunk, I think. He must have been. He was like angry at what she was saying, but I don't think he really, there was no reason. She wasn't saying anything controversial. It was not, you know, and there was no politics being discussed. It was like jokes that were funny, that are like really funny. And and there were about the penis. So maybe he was upset because he has a penis and he didn't agree with her point of view. But it was all, these were all valid points that she was making, and there were jokes. And but he, all I heard, all the only word I could make out, because he was obviously like irate, and he was talking to like his friends on either side of him. I believe he's all, the only word that he said that made, that I could hear clearly because I wasn't next to him, was sexuality. So what the fuck? And then like there was people around him that were laughing really hard, and then he would like look at them, like stare daggers at them, like they were interrupting his time to be mad. I wanted to. Anyway, then my buddy Nick Turner was like, "You want to get high?" He had his vape pen, so we're hanging out in the back, and then I didn't want to fuck this dude. Then I was okay with this dude, but I was like, I wasn't getting a rush off the adrenaline of wanting to kill this guy. And I was just like, it's cool, man. So that's like, I have to figure out how to get to that place without the use of, this was wax pen. It was like there's oil and there's wax when you're getting into the, I don't know if there's advantages or just, I know wax is just a pain in the ass, but not for me enjoying my friend's wax, but to maintain, if you're the owner of that wax pen, it sounds like a hassle. So that's been my, I haven't had that switch before of like being really mad at somebody, because that's the thing, it's when it's like a person you don't know, and it's very easy for me to get angry. That's most of my rage, is at strangers, because they'll just do something, then they're just the thing they did. This is the wrong way of thinking about people, is that they're not full people to me. They're just this thing that they did, and I hate that, so I hate this. You're just, I'm enraged. And then, but if I'm high, I see them as a full person. So, I gotta figure out a way to do, because that's a nice side effect of weed, but it's not a good solution every time, because I get mad too much. The thing about the vape pen is that it's very easily concealed, but then if you're high all the time, man, I can't get shit done like that. So, but that was that's a good, I gotta like start envisioning that people are all people, like without the use of fucking marijuana. How do you do that? I guess that's what the Dalai Lama does. That Dalai Lama. So he was on John Oliver. Dalai Lama's pretty cool. Although Dalai Lama, he's talking to Dalai Lama and, oh man, I follow Dalai Lama on Twitter. That dude says some fucking cool shit. He's a Buddhist. He's centered. He doesn't fucking, nothing gets to him, you know. And that's what he's saying. He's like, yeah, nothing gets to me. I'm Dalai Lama. Fuck him. Then he kind of talks some shit about China. He seemed a little pissed. I bet the Dalai Lama fucking kicked the wall. He can't go home because of China. I mean, maybe not. You know, he's supposed to be the Buddha and everything, so maybe not. That's a lot of pressure on a person. They have to be the Buddha. And have to, but yeah, that dude. I'm not gonna. You might as well believe in the Dalai Lama, right? Not just be like, oh, that dude's bullshit, fake motherfucker, tweeting all sorts of crazy shit. Then he's always, you know, might as well believe in him. Should I try to call somebody? What the fuck? Maybe that was, I don't know how to become a Buddhist. I guess that would be cool, but I don't know about that one. I can check into it if I'm going to do a religion. Buddhism might be it. But that, you know, when my sister-in-law is a Buddhist, she's Chinese. She's not somebody, she raised Buddhist. She's not one of these people that like found it like me, where if I could get caught, if I just found it like right now, next week I'd be the most annoying Buddhist because I'd have to talk about it all the time, and I'd have to, you know, wear some like t-shirt that let everybody know I was Buddhist, like, hey, I'm Buddhist, I'm better than you. You know, maybe have some kind of necklace, some beads around my wrist, whatever it would be to really let people know what's up. Although they're probably in robes. That would be fucking cool. Robes. It's where it's at, man. I could probably start wearing robes and not become that. There's a few robes. Hare Krishna. They're in the robes. They're pretty strict, though, on a lot of stuff, the Hare Krishna. I don't think Buddhist has any of that. I had a friend that was a Hare Krishna, and like he was looking for direction in life or something, and decided it was Hare Krishna in high school. And I went with him to like this Hare Krishna meeting thing. It was pretty cool. They were very cool people, but there's no meat, which I guess I could, you know, that's nice. I respect that shit. I respect any vegan. I think that's a cool thing. I can't even come close. I just don't do it, but whenever I talk to a vegan, some of these people like, oh, fuck you, vegan. I like to eat meat. Like, nah. That's interesting that people care that much about animals, like, to that they haven't, that they're not able to disassociate when they're eating food. You know, I'm really able to do that pretty well. As most people are, if we all really thought about it, there'd be a lot more vegans. Not like the people that hunt. They wouldn't, because they're very aware. They killed the thing. But that's also a different feeling. I would eat other, even if I was a vegan, I'd eat other people's hunted food. You wouldn't eat somebody's hunted food? That's like, you know, well, I guess, still not a fair deal. You get a gun going up against a deer. I'm not against it at all. I'm not trying to be anti-hunter. You know, I wouldn't do it, but it's cool. And I'll eat the fuck out of that venison because that shit tastes good. And I feel, there's something about the person going out and killing it that makes me feel like, oh, hey, we're raised on a, you know, but they, is that sadder? Is it sadder to be on the farm with the purpose, or just thinking you're fucking out there in the world? You know, it's like, and then you just run into Boom. Done. I don't know. And then, but that's, we're supposed, I think they're making, they're working on making like fake meat that's like real meat. It's not made out of tofu. Like chemically being able to create like a hamburger that's like 100% beef in every way, but no cow at all involved. Now, on the one hand, you're like, you can, I can, hey, now my vegan friend can eat a fucking burger, I can eat a burger, and nobody can be like, nothing, right? Because we didn't, nobody heard nothing with this. On the other hand, it kind of grosses me out that it's not a real fucking cow, you know? Could you eat, I mean, dude, yeah, I'll take a bite. What's up? Let's see what this. Although, but what's in that fucking thing? I don't know. I don't think I'm completely off on this. I think you Google that. I have no idea anything about the process or whatever. Like I'm, but I know that that is like a thing that's like being worked on. And I don't know that I could. But then if that becomes maybe like the real thing. Will become this kind of underground contraband. You know, it'll be like buying drugs, buying ground beef on the street. Man, what the fucking real shit? I want to taste that soul. The soul of an animal that was in there. Although I don't think... do people believe animals have souls? They must. I mean, if people do, animals don't. If I do, my cats do, for sure. I believe my cats do more than I do. I think they might, and yeah, let's just say that. That's all it's for, is comfort. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of episodes of Long Island Medium. Not out of my own, like, I don't like the show. I don't really dig it. But Jacqueline loves that show. Now, I heard, well, I mean, it's a big fake. She does all this other shit that to, like, there's a way to do that, and it looks real. And she makes it look good. She pulls it off pretty good. But if those people can talk over there, then I would hope that my cats, they have personality. They should get a soul. That'd be a bummer. But then if it's them, right? Say cats, okay. Then cats go to heaven. Dogs, definitely. Then where is it? Is there a cutoff on animals? Like, do rats go to heaven? And then is there an animal heaven? Is there a non-pet heaven? And then a people pet heaven? Or is it all one fucking heaven? And everybody is there. And then you still got to worry about, like, bugs and rats and shit in heaven. Or are we all friends? Maybe we can talk to him. Maybe we can Dr. Doolittle up there. That would be the shit. Dude, if I knew when I die, I could talk to animals, I'd be jumping out the window right now. Be like, fuck this world where I don't talk to animals. That is bullshit. Get me to the other side. Oh, but then you committed suicide. You go to hell, which is the same, which is just all the people that were really bad, and you don't talk to animals because there's no animals there. Ah, man, then you know you never can talk to animals. I don't want to go to hell. That would be the worst. I don't even know if that's what hell is, but... man, I don't want... All right. We got to 20 minutes. That was a weird one. But pretty good, I think. You know, well, I feel like there wasn't a lot of nothing or me talking about the show or... You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was good, consistent me talking. Like, I don't know if it was interesting. I don't know if it was entertaining. I don't know any of that shit. I honestly don't. But if you have gotten to this point, thank you. And thanks to, you know, thanks to all you. Thanks to, I'm going to say this dude's name again. Thanks to Nicholas. Retweet. Okay, I'm going to tweet back to you on the air right now. I'm going to just do voice. Thanks, exclamation point. I'm recording right now. Period. There you go. I tweeted you on the podcast, Nicholas. I just... Yeah, okay. So now I'm going to go post this. Maybe go to iTunes, write a review if you fucking feel like it. But, you know, no big deal if you don't. Because I'll ask you again. And, all right, fuck this, man. I'm out of here. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.